How did you know that I wanted to talk to you, my son? Amir has installed this program and it keeps messing up. I want you to have a look at it. At the same time, tidy up the files.
Uncle, I've come here to speak to you about something.
Tonight you are our guests, and we can talk until tomorrow morning.
But do you know what's happened?
What do you mean?
That father wasn't very well.
Yes, so I heard. But he's better now, thank God. He's back home.
It's good you don't think it's my fault.
Why should I say it's your fault?
Well, the reason I'm here, Uncle, is because you told me not to talk about my problems at home with anyone else.
Of course. Wait a minute. Hello, Vaid. Where's your dad? Give him the phone. Hey, Mohsen, how are you? Thank God, Mohsen. It's good that you are well. Listen, Mohsen. I would like for Saeed to stay the night with us. The laptop is playing up. I would like for him to look at it and see if he can fix it for me. Yes, yes. It'll take a few hours. Look after yourself. Okay, son. Now please tell me what is bothering you and what has happened.
Where should I start? You see, Uncle, just me being at home seems to aggravate my father. Even the littlest of things or differences of opinion upsets him.
And this also upsets you, right?
That's right. It's got to the point where I've lost my self-confidence. Whatever I do in the house, he starts to pick on me. I don't know how much longer I can take this, Uncle.
Nima, why did you quit school?
Listen, I'm trying to concentrate and win this round, Dad, all right?
You have no choice. These chess pieces, each one of them represents something, that is 2 months of imprisonment. Half of those 5 years I made chess pieces, and the other half I played chess. So you can forget about winning for now. Marzia, can you please tell me? why Nima didn't go to university.
I don't remember. Get on with your game.
Nima?
We talked about this before, didn't we, Dad?
But it looks like your mom has forgotten.
Well, right from the start, I decided not to go to university.
You yourself decided to start working.
Mm-hmm.
It seems, Marzia, that even though I truly wanted Nima to continue his education, what I should have done is forced him.
If you're talking about Said, Said's a different story.
The only difference is he went to university by force against his wishes, so he kept up with it and continued.
It's not as simple as that.
So how is it then? Why didn't you tell us?
Just let it go.
The truth is that Mozen is still living in the Stone Ages, where a father gives an order to a child and he has to obey it. He thinks for them and decides for them. It's almost as though he lives their entire lives for them.
Farhad, just let it go.
Nima, am I mistaken?
Said's behavior is unsavory, Dad. Check.
What has he done? Has he broken into people's houses? Has he robbed anyone? Blasphemed? Huh? What is it? Is there something I shouldn't know about?
Checkmate.
It's about Sasan, which I'll tell you about later.
Sasan! 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 I am sure that Mozen has demonized that poor boy so that he can blame him for everything that ever happens.
Well, many times Sasan was to blame.
Couldn't you find anyone weaker to blame than him?
The truth is that
your dear brother has lost everything. He has lost his whole life. He has even managed to lose his own children.
That's enough, Farhad. Will you just let me have my say?
What's wrong? Are you like him? You can't bear to hear the truth anymore?
Listen, there are a lot of things that you don't know about, Dad.
So tell me then, so I know the truth about them.
That's that.
Thanks a million, Said. Come on, let's go have dinner.
If this happens, all our problems will be solved.
I told you, I will talk to your father.
I'm so grateful, Uncle. And when you're talking to him, tell him it's better that I live separately. It would be much better for me and for him.
What do you mean, live separately?
I think if he wants to do what's best for me as his son, he can rent a small apartment for me, and then I'll see to the rest.
So you think a small apartment will solve all your life problems?
Yeah.
Well, if you really want to be independent, you can, son.
What ways? Tell me, Uncle.
Now listen, son. Take a good look around you and see what others are doing. They study, get a job, then they get married and become independent. But do you think, with the situation at home, with you and your father, you should go and live separately in some corner of the city alone? No, this is not the solution. It's more like burying your head in the sand. Well, it seems that you're not very hungry. Huh? But I am hungry. Let's go and have dinner. The kids are always looking for new experiences.
Yes.
They are always looking to experience the new world.
I realize that, brother. Something we experienced ourselves years ago.
In my opinion, the answer is to let them try to experience what they want to.
Brother, I don't have a problem with Said working.
I know. But both you and I have asked him to come to work with us many, many times. But the problem is he doesn't want to work with either of us.
Has he even told you what he wants?
But he wants to gain your trust, Mozen, and to show you what he is really made of.
What he is made of, huh? What are you talking about, brother? There you go.
A lot of young people complain that grown-ups don't give them the opportunity to show themselves.
What else did he say?
Yes, he said things about money, Sasan, and some investment.
What things?
I don't know. Their contract was for a year, but you forced him to get it off someone and pay it back to you. So now he has taken a temporary job to pay the debt.
A pack of lies.
He believes you made a fool of him in front of everyone.
Oh, my God.
Mohsen, last night he came to our house. But who knows where he will end up next time?
So that man who came here last night was your dad?
Yeah.
So he's upset that you came to work here without telling him?
That's only part of it. I'm also at fault for not going to university for a while.
What will happen if you go?
I told you before. I have my own reasons for working, and he has his own reasons for objecting.
Your dad really gets at you a lot. He came here yesterday to see Layla. I told him to come back in a couple of hours, but he didn't come back.
Maybe he called her, or came when you and me weren't here.
So it looks like you can't stay here. I don't think we'll see each other again.
Listen, in terms of being obstinate, I'm just like my father. But I can't even imagine not seeing you ever again.
Ms. Rahimi, there's a lot of work in the kitchen. Please help out.
Me. I'll go in the kitchen.
Why? Do you think you're too good for that?
No.
And as for you, Said, there are things I'd like to say but won't. I'd rather not.
Yes, I know. I'm fired.
You're fired? Who said such a thing?
Didn't my father...
Your father what?
Nothing. Wasn't there something you wanted to tell me?
Well, if you don't concentrate on the work at hand, you will be fired. But what I wanted to say was that you must behave appropriately. This is a work environment. I expect you to keep within the limits at work and when talking to your colleagues.
I'm sorry.
Wait a minute. You wanted to say something about your father?
Well, the truth is he objects to me working here. Yesterday he came here and he might come again.
Yesterday? Well, if he's against you working, then why do you go against his wishes?
You see, I have my own problems. I'm in debt.
To who and how much?
Well, first to my dad, and then I had to take out a loan to pay my dad back, so now every month I have installments to pay. But don't you worry, I'll talk to my dad myself. I'm sure I'll be able to sort the whole thing out soon. I won't bring my problems to work. I'll go now. Hello there, Uncle Reza. What, tonight? No, Uncle, I don't want to trouble you. Well, did you speak to my dad?
Laptop is great now.
Don't mention it, Uncle. I didn't do anything special. Hello?
Hello.
What's wrong, son? Come, sit down.
No, I won't trouble you. I'm off.
Come on, son. I told your father to come here. Zahara and the kids aren't here. They've gone to visit someone. It's an opportunity. It's a good time to talk and listen. Come on.
There's nothing to say. I've already said everything.
But I have. Come on, sit down. Listen to me. Sometimes just telling the truth is the best way to put things right. the best solution to problems and conflicts.
No, my dear uncle. Telling the truth seems to cause all the problems.
It's lying that causes all the problems.
Mohsen, calm down. Said, I've heard a different side of the story today about you and what you're up to. I'd like you to tell me.
Father already knows better than anyone what our problems are.
No, I don't know. You tell me.
You do know, but you just keep saying the same thing. You convict everyone at the drop of a hat.
But Said, I hate lying.
Mohsen, everyone hates lies.
Uncle, do you know the reasons why people tend to lie? People will lie when no one trusts them, or when they're under too much pressure, or when nobody pays attention to them.
Said, calm down.
No, I can't calm down, Uncle. Whatever I did was always for my father.
You gave up your studies for me?
I did.
And it's because of me that you're working in that restaurant?
Exactly.
Very well, then. So go and work if you want to be independent, and if you want to stand on your own two feet, then that's okay by me. But I want you to tell me, who stole my check from my checkbook? Huh? Who stole my check from my checkbook? Was it you, Said? Why did you do such a thing?
Mohsen.
Stay out of this, brother. Let him answer.
Yes, so I did make a mistake. I took a check, but it was because I had no other choice. Why? Because I really wanted to solve your problem. I wanted to pay you back that $10 million you gave me and drove me mad over.
Who did you give the check to?
I don't know. To a guy that I got the money off and had to give him a guarantee.
Who?
Davood. Do you know him? A guy who helps people out when they have problems.
What exactly does this person do? And why did he lend you the money?
No reason. He gets interest on it.
You mean you got money off a loan shark?
Is that so bad?
Of course it is.
Is it worse than me being so desolate?
It's worse than you can imagine. It's going to war with God. Do you understand? Going to war with God.
But uncle...
That's enough, Said.
This is what I was all worried about.
Mohsen, you've had your say.
But brother, I still have...
This mistake has affected both of you. But neither of you understand the harm you are doing to each other. You put Said under pressure, and you didn't realize that you were pushing him toward making a big mistake. And you, Said, instead of telling us the truth, you went and did the worst thing possible. Give him the money back and finish off this business. Mohsen, if you need any money, come to the factory. I'll give it to you.
Feeling ashamed is terrible, Said. One looks at one's mistakes and wishes they could turn the clock back to erase them, but they can't. And the only thing that one can do is feel regret and feel shame. I have never been so ashamed before in my life. I wanted to have an answer to give your uncle, but I realized that he was right. I've made a lot of mistakes in my day. Maybe even a lot more than you. Anyone can make a mistake or do wrong, but what's important is that they ask God for forgiveness and get right back on track. But even worse than that is losing faith.
There's no way you can beat Dad, Zore.
Yes, of course. After all those years in prison, it gave him time to perfect these skills. Sorry, Dad. Did I upset you now? I didn't mean anything by it.
I don't want to hear the word prison ever again.
Okay.
Okay, that's enough cheers for now. Come and eat some dinner. Look, Dad. Look what Mom made. She even made your favorite dish.
Hello, Brother Reza. How are you? Tell me.
Why aren't you eating your food, Dad?
There's no hurry.
Uh-huh. Okay. Thank you. Goodbye.
What happened, Mom?
He was very upset. He said he spoke to both of them.
Said won't buckle under. He'll go and do whatever he wants.
Said has already shouldered some of the blame.
Don't believe him, okay? From tomorrow, he'll go after Sasan again.
Keep it quiet.
Speak louder so I can hear you.
It's nothing. It's all over.
It's not over. Not now that Reza has got himself involved.
Farhad, sit down and have your meal.
Just sit down and eat my dinner. Since I've got back, all you've talked about is Sasan and what he gets up to these days. You speak about him as though all the misfortunes that plague you are because of him. Now you sentenced him to death. Is that true?
It's nothing, Farhad. Mohsen and Saeed were having some problems, so they went to Reza.
Their problem is Sasan, right? That money that he got, that he and Saeed are friends. Well, now I'm back, and I will sort him out. I don't want to hear any more about him.
I'm sorry, I was wrong. Now please come and have your dinner.
Do you even know what it is like to feel guilt? To feel the guilt of leaving a child alone? I blame all of you for everything. Whatever he has ever done, whatever has happened to him, you lot have made him do it. You thought you would feel better if you kept him away from you. You accused him of things. You said he was a young offender. This simple young offender must be gotten rid of. He must stay away, out of sight, maybe even die, so that all of your problems can be solved once and for all.
Where are you going, Farhad?
Don't you dare interfere.
Please don't go.
All I'm going to do is speak to him, that is all. Hello.
Hello, Farhad, my friend.
Hello.
Mohsen, I would like to speak to you.
Saeed, go.
No, Saeed. You stay here, too.
What's this about, Farhad?
I know about the problems you're having. It's one of the advantages of being neighbors as well as being relatives.
It's good that you know all the news. But the latest is that we've sorted it all out.
It couldn't have been sorted out, because one of the parties was me and I wasn't there.
You?
Of course. And anything that has to do with Sasan is my business as well.
Uh-huh. Well, we could talk about Sasan later on, okay?
I want to talk about him now. I have heard from Marzia, Nima, and also from him today that both he and Saeed have had a relationship that is over as of today.
All right then, so can I go now?
I'm sorry, Saeed, my son, but as of tomorrow you have to forget there ever was a Sasan. I am telling you now in front of your father so there will be no complaints, not ever. You're not to see him at work or at his flat. If I ever hear that you're seeking him out again, it'll be me who complains and accuses you. Oh, and Mohsen, you will get your money from me. So if you ever want to talk about anything, you come to me and leave Sasan alone.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, son.
What happened then, Dad?
Nothing, son.
But
what?
Well, the looks on your faces.
Uh-huh. You mean we have a strange look on our faces. Yeah, you are right. We look like two people who are hungry and are looking for something to eat. Who would believe that a person with two boys doesn't have anything to eat? Eh, you're still sitting there looking at me. Get up then, go ahead.
Get up, Vahid. Come on.
Hurry up. Go and make something.
You only want to make spaghetti after all, so there's no need to cry.
Just come and help already.
Well, I'm not going to help you, because I know if you make a mess, you'll blame it on me.
Make a mess? You're going to eat the best spaghetti of your life tonight.
So, what have you two made? Oh, with you two in the kitchen, I don't think there are any clean dishes left at all. Let me see. Why have you fried the meat first? You should have fried the onions first, and then added the meat to it.
There, you see, Saeed? I told you.
Yes, you're right. But this cuisine is the latest thing, Father. You see, in this method of cooking, first we marinate the meat in freshly cut onions. Now we just fry the meat quickly, and then we heat the onions separately and add them to the meat.
Really? Oh. Really, it seems you know something about it.
Hey, Dad, I bet you're scared to eat this food,
no,
right?
No, son. Why scared? But I suggest we don't all eat this food at once. One person should eat, so he can take the other two to the hospital if something happens. Don't you think that makes more sense, huh? Don't you think that makes more sense, huh? Don't you?
Ugh.
What a mess. Look at this.
Hello, good morning.
Hello, son. And good morning to you. Where are you off to?
I'm going to university.
Can you not go in today? We have a lot of work to do. Come and have some breakfast. Come on.
So what's this about?
Say goodbye to it.
What, you're going to sell it?
Well, last night I called up a car dealer. He is very fair. But anyway, we have to sell it at a lower price because we need the money. Don't worry about it. When the time comes, we'll buy a better one. Very well. Let's go. Come on. Right. Now we have all the money. So where's Davood's address then? Why didn't you answer it?
It's one of the guys from uni. I'll call him later.
Very well. Let's go.
He knows what I want to say to him, so he's not answering.
Honesty is extremely important to me.
Yes, it's important to me too. But if you let me, I will go and find Saeed and prove to you that he hasn't been being honest.
Stop, I don't care about Saeed.
But he should not have said those things.
Why shouldn't he have?
He knows better why he should not.
Excuse me, I have to go to class.
Sits over there in the back.
Very well. Stay here and I'll come back.
But isn't it better that I come too?
No, if I need you, I'll call you. Hello there.
Yeah, what?
Davood?
What do you want?
Sorry to bother you. My name is Karimi, and I am Saeed's father. I've brought you your money.
If you don't tell me what for, I won't ask. You should ask what it's for every time when you want to give the money.
Oh, yes. About a month ago, my son got 10 million tuman off you, and now I've come to pay it back.
It's always a pleasure to have good customers like you who pay debts on time. Now give me the money.
Excuse me, can I see the check? I would just like to see if it's in my name or not.
You'll get your check, all right. I'll give it to you. You give me the money first account, huh? And we're good.
Here you go.
Hey, mister, where's your son?
He was busy and he couldn't come, so I came instead.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, Saeed. Where on earth have you been?
Sorry, something really important came up and now I'm stuck here. So how are you? No, I'm not going to uni today, but if I can get out of it, I'll definitely come.
This isn't all of it.
No, that's all of it.
It's not all of it. 10 million is the original money. You have to hand over the loan and the interest. That's 11,100,000 toman.
Listen, Davood, I don't give dirty money to anyone.
Oh, give me a break. Would you like me to give you your check on a silver plate, just in case your hands might get dirty? Would you like me to do that? Tell me, are you just stupid, or are you just pretending to be stupid?
It seems you don't want to play nice with me now, do you?
No, you don't want to. Is money lending a crime now? Sinful? Revolting? How come your son got it off me then? It was good and clean money. It was halal. But now that things are going well for you, huh? What a mess we have here, huh? Okay, listen. I can try and solve this problem for you. Even the religious part. It's clean as a whistle. That 10 million was a clean loan that you took from me and used to sort your problems, and now you've brought it back, and that is the other part of it. As for the remaining 1 million, you can buy these sweets off me for that much, so you cough up the money, and everything will be just fine. Okay, I'll let you off the 100 to make you a regular customer.
Now you're talking nonsense. If you don't give me the check, you're going to be very sorry.
It seems I have not managed to convince you yet, my friend. 10 million with the interest for 2 months is 11,100,000 toman. You have to give me all the money, the loan and the interest. Then, and only then, you'll get your check.
So you want interest then, huh? Not a problem at all. I'll just make a call and get you your money right now. Just hold on for a moment, please.
What are you up to?
Get your hands off of me.
No one cheats Davood out of his money.
I told you to get your hands
don't
off.
Get it, do you? Get back here, I'm gonna make you pay for that. Why are you? Sorry, boss.
Check. Where's the check? You dirty loan shark. Tell me where the check is. Where is the check, I said? No. If you hadn't been there, then who knows what they would have done to me.
Now, Father, I didn't do anything. But I really laid it into him.
You crazy boy. Hey. Hello?
Hello. It's noon. Do you always get out of bed this late?
Oh, I didn't sleep so well last night.
What's going on?
Nothing. Sorry, it's a bit untidy.
Coming unannounced has an advantage.
Sorry about all this mess. I've been really busy lately.
But you have kept this place in good condition. You seem to have all the mod cons.
Well, I pay for them in installments.
Does anyone bother you here at all?
No, I don't get on with the neighbors very well.
Everyone thinks you're the owner, right?
Sure.
But you told Marzia and the rest of them that you rented.
I didn't want them to get suspicious.
Good for you. But in return, you have to pay the rent now.
Huh?
You know the rent.
You said you'd come here for dinner later.
That still stands, but now I've come for a cup of tea. Well, explain it to me.
Where should I start?
I heard Mosin came after you.
Oh, yeah. Sure, sometimes he misses me.
Did you bother him?
Who said?
Who didn't? He wanted to get married, but you went and messed it all up.
It was on Said's orders. I went and told her she must watch the film Life in Hell, that's all.
And you got the money off Said to get Mozen's backup?
No. That was for something else entirely.
Have you really been aggravating him during this time?
I didn't have anything to do with him. Well, at first I got his backup, you know. Mohsen has a tendency to preach. I have no patience for it. And then after I left there, there were no more arguments over Said.
Which still continue.
which still continue.
That's enough.
What?
Sasan, I've told you many times before. The friction between me and Mohsen is something completely different. It only involves me and him. I don't want to get you involved at all.
I don't have anything to do with him anymore. He came after me.
He came after you because you stepped on his tail. Because you went to that woman and told her a lot of nonsense. By getting money off Said, you caused arguments in their house. Has Mohsen ever been here?
No.
I don't want him to start coming here. I don't want him to keep coming after you. I don't want him to have any excuse to become curious, do you understand? Whatever the relationship between you and Said, I want it terminated.
Why?
No questions asked. Do as I say. You don't know Mohsen like I do.
I haven't gotten a penny to give you, so don't repeat yourself.
But Shaida...
You heard me right.
Nanta, you really should have been there and seen your brother pound that lot.
Pound them?
To a pulp. All of a sudden, I saw a monitor come flying out the window. I ran to the door and saw this guy shouting, "Fairy!" I saw this big hulk running toward us. It got hold of his head and banged it on the bonnet of the car so hard, I almost felt sorry for the guy.
That's just great. What next?
It was necessary. Teach them a lesson.
What's necessary? Why did you do that, Mohsen?
Didn't you hear what Said said? There are times when it's necessary.
Look how father and son back each other up. I really didn't expect that.
Auntie, what matters is that we got the check back.
What check?
You know, the check that I had to go
and... Said. If Said hadn't been there, I wouldn't have been able to get it back on my own. It was because of him.
Nah.
Yeah, it was.
No, I didn't do anything.
Oh, go on.
You could have done it on your own.
Nah, come on.
I was swatting flies.
Now there's just one thing left to do.
What is it? I hope it doesn't involve any fighting.
No, of course not. Marzia, what we have to do is to rat him out and get rid of the empire that Davud's running. The shameless lot.
Serves them right.
It serves you right, brother. That's what you get for fighting.
Come on.
I'm really pleased you and Said are getting on better. I think that fighting has solved the problem.
Oh, really? And what if we go and fight some more then, huh?
No, but if your relationship stays like this, I'd be really happy.
You know, Marzia, the thing Said has done recently and I was ignorant about had become like an infected wound. It was festering. Now that it's been seen to, I'm very happy. The only solution was for the wound to be cleaned out thoroughly.
What about university? Have you spoken to him about that?
Nah, I haven't spoken to him about it yet.
What about work?
Well, I won't let him go anymore. There's no reason for him to go. He said he went to work to pay off the installments for that borrowed money. But above all this, I am very worried. Worried about something else entirely. I'm worried about his relationship with Sasan.
But brother, I'm really very worried about Farhad.
Worried about what? Oh, that he said he wants to pay off Sasan's debts? Don't worry, sis. I'm willing to forfeit that money for Sasan to stay away from Said.
No, that's not the only thing. Farhad gets angrier and angrier day by day. He's become oversensitive and impatient. He gets upset over every little thing.
Well, you shouldn't argue with him, sister. And he shouldn't stay in the house either.
What am I supposed to do then? Some days he goes for a walk and comes back quickly. One day he talks to his friends, one day he's reserved and distant. He's always looking through the classified ads in the newspaper. And I don't dare ask him about anything at all. I'm pretty sure he's looking for work.
Well then, Farhan could help Nima out. Nima can develop his business. And you and Nima can encourage him.
What can I say? Anyway, I'll make dinner and you come downstairs.
No, dear sister. No, thanks. Me and the children are out tonight.
Have a good time, brother.
Hello.
Hello, son.
How come you didn't come up, Uncle?
Well, I wanted to have some words with you privately.
Okay, I'm all ears.
Thank God that it's all been sorted out.
I'm sorry. I've been a real pain in the neck recently.
No, see, I wouldn't say that. It's important that you understand that usury is forbidden.
Well, Dad says it's God's will.
Yes, but you should understand the reason. Islam pays attention to work and production. Capital and money should be used wisely to help the economy, whereas moneylending and greedy interest encourages unemployment.
You mean one can't try to make money on their capital?
Of course they can, son. One person offers his skills, another his capital. Capital is a tool. Both can make a profit as long as the two parties in the contract share the profit and the loss.
A moneylending has an amount of interest which is agreed upon.
That's right. The moneylender and the one who borrows in advance agree on an amount in interest as profit. They don't care if the agreement makes a profit or not. The poor guy who borrows the money has to pay the agreed interest.
Thanks a lot, Uncle.
I appreciate you giving me some of your time. Saeed, on another occasion, we can talk about this in more detail. And if you get a chance, read this book. It'll help you.
God willing.
Look here. We should have gone to our own restaurant.
It's the name of the restaurant. Our restaurant.
No, Dad. The restaurant where Saeed's been working. Oh!
I told you it's a catering service as we were coming here, if you remember.
Maybe Saeed won't go there again, because it's nearing the end of the term.
No need to worry, Father. I'm on top of my studies, and I got the notes for those courses I'm behind in. It's all okay.
Hey, Saeed, if you are absent for four lessons, you'll fail that subject.
Vahid.
What's the big deal, Dad? Do you think I'm lying?
Just focus on your own studies and homework.
Saeed, brother, I am just worried about you and your work.
You mean it?
That's enough. Eat up.
Listen to me, Dad. How are we going to get on without a car?
Will it kill you to go by bus for a couple of days?
Oh, God willing, we'll buy one. What do you want us to buy?
I say we buy a brand new car in installments, and then Saeed can pay off his debt little by little.
What debt? He doesn't have any debts.
He has. That 10 million toman that he got off you, I mean. And now that he is working, he can pay you back in installments.
From now on, Saeed just has to think about his studies. And he won't work anymore. Is that right, Saeed?
Farhad, I think you did the right thing. That you stepped in and told Saeed and Mohsen to stay away from Sasan from now on.
How come?
Well, I told Mohsen before that if he waits till you come home, you would solve the problems we have with Sasan. Did Sasan tell you how much money he owes Saeed?
10 million toman.
It's good he told you. But you don't have that much money, do you?
I can get my hands on it.
Farhad, Sasan is much better off than us. He has his shop, his job. He has enough money to rent a 3-bedroom apartment. So why doesn't he pay it off?
Don't you worry about him. I've already told him to do his best. In the meantime, there's no need for you to throw the fact that I have no money in my face.
I didn't mean that.
It's very clear what you mean. You are right. I can see what's going on around me. The poverty we're living in, no job, no money. Being indebted to Mohsen, do you think I'm not doing anything about it? No more games. The party is over. I've got to look for a job now. Starting tomorrow, everything changes. You see? I understand you very well.
Father, are you still awake?
Yes, I am. And you're not asleep either.
No, I can't sleep.
Maybe it's because we have overeaten.
Overeaten could be. But you didn't eat that much. Father.
Yes, son.
I just want to say thank you for everything. I want to make up for the past. From tomorrow, I'm going to uni. I'm going to have a talk with my professor. I'll talk to him about the subjects I have trouble with, and the rest I'll pass.
That's good. Very, very good.
But Father, as for work, I wanted to say, if you'll let me, I'd like to continue working there temporarily.
Said, son, that job is not suitable for you.
I know that, Father. That's why I said temporarily. I'll work there for just a while longer, and then I'll leave that job. Please?
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Father.
Hello, brother.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning to you, too. You came home late last night.
Yeah. First the restaurant, and then walking home, and then being awake until the morning.
You're seeing the results of all your efforts.
And of course, because of your prayers.
Thank God.
This morning, he said his prayers before us, too. And then he got up even earlier than he does to go to university.
I hope he stays this way so that I can get on with seeing to you.
Seeing to me? What do you have to do?
Brother, don't give me that now. You getting married, of course.
No. Please, don't even think about it. There's still something that is worrying me.
What is it now, brother?
Him insisting on working in that restaurant.
He'll work for a while, and then he'll give it up, like always. Anyway, you can go and see the manager and ask him to cut down his work so he can keep up with his studies.
Yeah. He'll certainly do that. I'll go there today, but when Said isn't there. I have to go and do something else.
Where?
Marzia, do you remember that girl? The one that was with Said when he had that accident? I don't think he is split up with her.
Brother, you interfere too much in his life, you know.
I think I have a right to know, though. I'm his father, after all. Am I not?
اگه فاصله افتاده اگه من با خودم سردم تو کاری با دلم کردی که فکرشم نمی کردم چاسون دل بریدی از دلی که پای تو گیره که از این بدترم باشی واسه تو نفسش میره نمی ترسم اگه گاهی همیشه لحظه آخر خدا نزدیکتر میشه تو رو دست خودش دادم که از حالم خبر داره که حتی از تو چشماشو یه لحظه بر نمیداره از دست من میری با دستای خودت داری همه خستیم و میگیری دو کردم تو رو بازم با چشمی که نخوابیده مگه میزار دلتنگی مگه گگه امون میده
مریضم کرده تنهایی ببین حالم پریشونه
من اونقدر عشق برگردی
به این خونه
حسابش رفته از دستم شبایی را که بیدارم
شاید از گریه خوابم با
در رو باز
میذارم
نمیترسم مگه گاهی دامون میاثر میشه میشه لحظه آخر خدا نزدیک تر میشه
تو رو دست